Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, everybody. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock in the morning, day before Thanksgiving. The wonderful, wonderful, you know, time of year that this is just building. Don't you think? I do. I love this time of year. Now, believe me, here in Western Oregon, I wish it were not so foggy, but that's okay. Because we get together. We get to get together and spend time with family and friends. Being thankful for everything that we enjoy in this great nation, folks. And we are. Aren't you? I am. And in fact, tomorrow, we're going to be live on this radio show. So I want to hear from you tomorrow. Now, if you can't make tomorrow's show, that's fine. Call today. But what are you thankful for? Truly, what are you thankful for? I want to hear it. Now, I got a couple of political things. You know, Political Coffee is the whole, you know, it's the name of the show. And our reason for existing is to talk about political issues of the day in a way that helps you change your world by having meaningful conversations with those people that are persuadable. Not the crazy left. Or even, for that matter, the super crazy right. But the people in the middle, which are the bulk of the people out there, folks, and a lot of them are waking up, and that is truly, without question, in my mind, in my experience, my political experience, is the incredible opportunity before us. If those that are Christian conservatives will stand up and be counted, will not be afraid or intimidated by the Black Lives Matter Antifa left or the lies of the mainstream media, not just the Democrat Party, which is sold out to leftist communist philosophy. In fact, there's a great, folks, I'm looking at a great graphic on the Liberty Daily right now. It says, Democrat, a person too stupid to know they're a communist. Now, don't say that over Thanksgiving. It may be true, at least for some. And I think a lot of those people are waking up. I think that's why they're leaving the Democrat Party in droves. And it's happening all over the country, folks, without question. But this is not how you win. We may chuckle at it and we may think it is true. But folks, come on. It's not how you win an argument. Now, it's part of a story called The Democrats Are a Communist Party Now. All right, fine. That may be true. And this is why we talk about things from this common sense level. Because there is something, what's the opposite of communism? Capitalism. So if the Democrat Party is advocating, and the trial lawyers and big Enviro and big labor, if they're advocating for things that take away your liberty, if they're advocating for ideas and policies that make it nearly impossible to live the American dream in the middle class and have a great business, you know, like allowing the destruction of downtown Portland, which has hurt a huge amount of minority-owned small businesses, liberal small businesses, just destroyed by the left, and they don't care. Antifa doesn't care. Black Lives Matter doesn't care. And the feckless leaders of Portland let it happen. People are figuring that out. That's not liberty. That's not the greatness of America. It's not the reason that the world wants to come here. The world wants to come here not just because Joe Biden's giving away free stuff, but because America. It stands for hope, opportunity, at least for a little while longer. And this is why those Christian conservatives need to stand up. Everything is stacked against us, except the one thing that the left and their lying media, in fact, there's a great, and I do want to get to this today, assuming that you let me, because I do want to hear from you. If you can't join us tomorrow live, join us today. What are you thankful about? Would love to hear from you. And I want you to think about this, truly. I want to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am, jeff@kslm.news. The Federalist has a great article. And I think so many in America have figured this out. Here's the headline. Your default assumption should be that everything corporate media says is a lie. And it starts with the Waukesha, Wisconsin, Christmas parade crash. Folks, that was a terrorist attack. It was a massacre, allegedly, committed by a violent career criminal. Time after time, we have seen the corporate media lie in the face of irrefutable, indisputable evidence. Nobody likes being lied to. We talked about that yesterday. But in everything, there is a silver lining. It's always darkest before the dawn, right? Everything that, and by the way, Donald Trump, I'm going to ask you this question. Listen to me. And I need you to answer this question. Donald Trump does things very unconventionally. And frankly, and providentially, I believe he was granted the opportunity to become the president of this country, in essence, to save this country in many different ways. One of them is exposing the lies of the corporate media. They have gone over the edge, folks. But he does other things that really captures the hearts, and I do mean this, the hearts of so many people in America that have been disgusted with politicians on both sides, like Christine Drazen in the Oregonian story, you know, the feckless leader of the Oregon House Republicans. She's going to run for governor now. Yeah, I could kill her political chances, but her political chances would be easy. She refused to walk out to stop anything that hurts your liberty. Carbon tax bill, LGBTQ, whatever, equity training known as critical race theory, ensconced in Oregon law now. Or making it almost impossible for you to defend your family with a gun in your home, folks. Yeah, she's going to run for Oregon governor. Now, folks, I go back to Trump. Compare her to Trump. Who do you think captures the imagination of voters across the board, not just Republicans? Trump does. It isn't her. It isn't Fred Gerard. Donald Trump just met with Kyle Rittenhouse and his mother at Mar-a-Lago. It was a video. It's a Gateway Pundit story. He did this hour-long. I didn't hear it, but he did an hour-long interview with Sean Hannity last night. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think, and I really want you to tell me if you think this is a good idea, do you think Donald Trump should get on one of his corporate jets and fly to Waukesha, Wisconsin today and meet with the families of the victims of this career criminal turned loose by a DA who has a history of doing, that's another story, by the way, that's in the Federalist today, by a George Soros-installed DA. While Joe Biden has done what? Again, I go back to the Gateway Pundit. Joe Biden has already left Washington for Thanksgiving. No kidding. Joe Biden leaves for vacation with no plans to visit victims in Waukesha after a Black Lives Matter supporter barrels his SUV through the Christmas parade. Do you think Donald Trump should upstage Joe Biden big time? Go there today. Announce it. I mean, look, Trump can make it happen in minutes, folks. Yeah, you got to get the Secret Service engaged, and I know all of that. But come on. How cool would that be? What a statement would that make? While Joe Biden has left for a vacation, Trump goes there and meets with the families and highlights that the Democrats continue to stoke racism, the fire of racism. And this guy who murdered these people, allegedly, got to say that word, allegedly, is a Black Lives Matter supporter. And that he met with Kyle Rittenhouse and his mother, and he supported Kyle Rittenhouse, supported the verdict from a jury of his peers, as he's entitled to in the Constitution, just like this career criminal Black Lives Matter supporter allegedly, who allegedly murdered these six people now, including an 8-year-old boy, there's another story in the Liberty Daily about by witnesses saying he zigzagged in and out of the parade purposefully to hit people. There's lots of video of that, folks. You think Trump should go to Waukesha today? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. You tell me. I'd love to hear from you what you think, if that's a good idea or not. Today, folks, we have companion kit number 2 to give away from ProBioscience. It's some incredible CBD products. It includes the full-size paw and nose balm for pets and the 1-ounce pet tincture in chicken flavor. And do they love it? This is a retail value of $56. We will give this away today, free, right now. First caller that says they called in for the purpose of getting this free item. Companion for your companion, your dog or your cat. First caller who says they're calling for that reason. 503-589-1220 to PowerPoint. Call that number and tell me that's why you're calling. You can get this. Back in a moment at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a momento, we will go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is a Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one I got from Greg L. It's a great video by a doctor advising, well, just folks like you and I, normal folks, to take 4,000 to 10,000 IUs of vitamin D per day and vitamin K2. I don't quite take that much of vitamin D, but I might up my dose per day. And I think it's just good stuff. I think it's good to do it. By the way, you should watch Stephen Colbert. No, don't. Please don't. He said, you know, if Kyle Rittenhouse didn't break the law, we should change the law. So much for your human right to defend yourself, Stephen Colbert. Piece of garbage he is. I refuse, absolutely refuse to listen to anything or watch that guy. In fact, we ought to boycott him, don't you think? And his advertisers, 503-589-1220. All right, let's, just quickly remember, Rebecca Donaldson is the gold medal winning, award winning real estate broker here. She won the best of the Willamette Valley. You looking for a house? You want to sell a house? Give her a call, 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747 or RebeccasGotHouses.com. RebeccasGotHouses.com. We will start with Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. I wish I could say I called because of the DVD stuff, but you talked about it after President Trump.
So, all right. So you're telling me that you're not calling for that reason?
I have to be honest. I dialed in before you start talking about it. But I've got a dog that's ailing, and she's 12 years old, and she could use something. I don't know what.
Okay, but well, then we're gonna send you this kit, okay? Or
yay!
You can stop by and pick it up at the radio station, Kathy, which is maybe. Yeah, and you live in near Salem, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you come by the radio station? Send me an email, and I'll give you the address so you can, if you haven't been there before, okay?
Yay, I'll let you know if it helps my
yes,
elder
I want
dog.
To know. ProBioScience wants to know, too. They really do.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway,
I said
thought
this
your
about
idea
Trump,
about
so
President Trump going to Waukesha is excellent. He needs
like
to
idea.
Go there and show him that he cares, and so does the rest of the country. While Joe Blow is in Nantucket. He left yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Joe Blow, I like that. That's good.
So, anyway.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I think he ought to do it. It's long overdue. You know, look, Trump's going to run again. And this is the kind of thing that he does so well.
Well,
so
even
many
if
other...
he wasn't.
What's that?
Even if he wasn't going to run, it would be, you know, it would help
true.
Somebody.
True.
Nobody's
I
showing
agree.
Up from the White House.
I agree totally. Kathy, thank you. Send me your email, and I'll send you the address to the station. Okay? Thank you.
I'll do it. Thanks.
All right. Away we go to the next caller. We'll go to Jim. Jim, good morning, and your thoughts today. Should Trump go to Waukesha?
I just want to say what I'm most thankful for is the blood of Jesus. I'm in a cliche. It's awesome to have God in your life, and the Holy Ghost, and Him keeping you out of trouble, and having a new life, and it's just awesome. I mean, I would even affects everything in your life, your family, and your job, and it's all about Jesus.
It is, because that's the only thing in life that really gives you peace, isn't it?
It is. I mean. Really, so I went to the rally on Saturday, and they had a guy, I think he's from Alcee's, or he's the head of a school superintendent. I was wondering about him. What do you think about him?
Mark Thielman is a good guy. He's not my chosen person, but you know what? I'm happy to have him on the radio show if he wants to call. You know, any of the Republican governor, heck, any of the governor candidates. If Betsy Johnson wants to call in, I know Betsy well. I served with her a long time in the House of Representatives. Heck, if Tina Kotek wants to call, I'll let her call, and I'll ask her the same questions that I'll ask any of the Republicans about the issues today. So, yeah, I like Mark Thielman. He stood up to Kate. Good for him. I think he'd make a fantastic, and I do mean this, a fantastic superintendent of public instruction, which is appointed by a governor now in Oregon. He'll take the garbage. If he's not governor, I think whoever is governor, if it's a Republican, even if it's a Democrat, they ought to hire this guy to be the superintendent of public instruction, because he's really good at that. That's his bailiwick.
So, When is the election?
May 18th, the primary election, and then, no, it's the second Tuesday in November.
Boy, that long. We got to have Kate Brown that long?
Yeah, we're stuck with Kate Brown that long. Yeah.
Holy.
No. But you know what? Maybe it's a blessing, Jim, and let me tell you why. Maybe it's because she's Oregon's most unpopular governor ever, and maybe that works on our behalf. Jim, thanks. Be blessed. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you for what you're truly thankful for. Next caller, caller, go. You got 1 minute. Hey, good morning. You're on.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyways, yeah, Trump should be down here. And, wow, this is weird. Voice at the same time. I'm going to hang
on. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
But I'm on Bluetooth.
Oh, that's even worse. No, look, I agree with you 100%. I think we lost him. Darn it. Hey, thank you for calling. Look, it would be a brilliant move on the part of Trump to go to Waukesha today, day before Thanksgiving, meet with these families to just illustrate to the country he's a leader. Joe Biden ain't. And in fact, Joe Biden's such a joke. When we come back from the break, what Joe Biden read off the teleprompter during his speech yesterday. Folks, you can't make it up. It's stunning. It's 6:30. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour here on Political Coffee. Great to have you with us. And if you're just joining us the day before Thanksgiving, here's what we're talking about today. We're going to be live tomorrow, okay? So if you can't join us today to tell us what you're thankful for, call us tomorrow. If you can't join us tomorrow, call us right now. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Because I want to know what you're thankful for. You heard Jim call and be thankful that of his relationship with Jesus Christ and salvation and the Holy Spirit. That's a cool thing. Now, maybe you're not feeling that. That's okay. But maybe you're thinking about other things that you're thankful for. Maybe you survived COVID. Maybe you're thankful that you got the shot and you haven't developed a heart condition or blood clots. Maybe you're thankful for living in the greatest nation on the face of the earth because of liberty. Maybe you're thankful for all of that. The other thing is, should Donald Trump fly to Waukesha, Wisconsin today to meet with the families of those people that were killed and injured by the career criminal Black Lives Matter supporter who purposefully ran these people over while Joe Biden has gone off to Nantucket for Thanksgiving vacation? Do you think Trump should do that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you, and what are you thankful for, and what should Trump do?
Trump should be go down there. I mean, pretty obvious. If you have to ask the question, it needs to be done.
Don't we expect this of Trump? I mean, let me ask you, would you expect any other Republican candidate to go do something like that?
Well, if they were smart, they would.
Yes.
But that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I know.
They're not all as intelligent as they should be. And speaking of intelligence, my thought is, I don't mean to be mean, but I think being a Democrat ought to be a mental disease, or it is a mental disease.
Well, you know, Michael Savage,
I'm sorry, it's emotionally driven response is what caused all these problems.
It is, exactly right. Exactly right. Rather than thinking it through from a principled viewpoint, they only rely on emotion. So, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. And by the way, what's your first name?
Will. William.
Will. So, all right, Will. So look, given what you've just said is reality, how do conservatives then, should we embrace some level of emotion tied to fact and reason?
Yes. I mean, you just said it right there, fact and reason. You use the facts and use your emotions to after you get the facts. That's something like that. I don't know.
No, I think you're 100% correct. And I think this is the mistake that Republicans make, that conservatives make, not just Republicans. They just don't get it. Culture and American thought process has changed. Well, I got to tell you, yesterday I went to a Les Schwab dealership, and I know the guy who runs it. We worked together many, many years ago in another thing. And he was talking to me about where people are in the culture. And he really believes, and I think he's right, that social media has been the most destructive thing to happen in American culture maybe ever. And people now, Will, are just at this place, or if it isn't an emotionally driven meme of some type, people aren't paying attention. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. When I went to Iraq in 2007, 2007 and 2008, our guys were getting on the social media, and well, you saw all the problems it caused. I mean, talk about Guantanamo and some of the other things. It's kind of stupid to do that.
It is, and it is. You know, when I was in Iraq in 2004, social media was in play, although I didn't do Facebook at that point in time. But I saw the impact of instant communication. And I was with the two of the 162 Oregon National Guard. And I'm telling you that instant communication with your family at home, man, is it hard for these guys and gals, for that matter, who'd left their families and they're constantly communicating. And social media is just a higher level of facilitating that thing. And it's no wonder guys came home and were messed up. It's no wonder.
Right. So I have another thing that I want to talk about.
Yeah, sure.
And if Nancy Pelosi doesn't run in the House anymore after whatever time she gives up, if we can get a Republican, a good Republican in there, not a rhino, couldn't we impeach the president, vice president, then puts him in the acting president, then he can succeed to somebody we want in there?
Well, the way it works is, the answer
I don't
to
the
question
know the
is
rules.
Yes, but he would have to be, the House could convict him. He would have to be convicted in a trial. The House could impeach him. He would have to be convicted in a trial in the Senate, right? And then you get Kamala Harris, unless she was impeached also at the same time. And then you get the Speaker of the House, which in this case, as you have laid out the scenario, would be a Republican.
Correct.
That's not a bad scenario.
That's hopefully the way it goes. I mean, why can't we start making rules up as we go, like the Republicans or Democrats are doing, or being shady with them?
I don't think that's good. be honest with you, brother. I don't think that's a good thing.
You know, there's a phrase I've heard: to win a war, you have to be as nasty or as nasty as your enemy.
Well, and those of us in the fire service say you fight fire with fire, right?
Exactly.
And that's true to a point, but you still have to operate under the law. I mean, this is why we're dinging Kate Brown right now, because she's commuted the sentences of 70 murderers and rapists, violent criminals. Many of them are going to be released. And she did that based on a 2019 law that doesn't give her the authority to do it. She thinks she has the authority. She's making the case that she has the authority. The Democrat legislators who passed that bill say she doesn't have the authority. She's doing it anyway. That's lawlessness. That's what we hate. Now, we can't do that, Will, but we've got to stand up for the rule of law. But it doesn't mean we can't be better tactically and a lot more emotionally and make the case.
Sure.
And that's what I try to do every day on this show. Will, I got to let you go because I need to move on to Gail. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you calling. Thanks for your service. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving, okay? That's Will. In a moment, we're going to go to Gail. By the way, folks, today, if you missed the free giveaway with Pro Bioscience, we have another one tomorrow. Okay, the complete package we give away tomorrow. It's worth $70. Now, here's how you can still get a huge discount. Starting today, for the next, from the 24th today through the 30th, Pro Bioscience is their Black Friday sale runs for several days. You get 30% off. Normally, if you use the discount code from this show, when you go online to buy it, pro-bioscience.com, you get 15% off. Double it. Everybody that buys from the internet, it's the biggest discount of the year from today on through the 30th, you get 30% off. So if you missed a free giveaway today, and maybe you missed a free giveaway, it's going to happen tomorrow on this show because we're live tomorrow. You can still go to pro-bioscience.com and get 30% off for the next few days. All right, let's go to Gail. Gail, good morning. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning. I'm thankful for people like you, Jeff, who put out the word that we should be thankful to our Creator for miracles and that we should be thankful for people who are standing up. We went to Voguette's. We love Voguette's ham. And they had the sign outside there. And, of course, I don't wear a mask, and so I just went in with a smile. And I was so pleased that I was greeted with that smile. They're all wearing masks. The people coming in, my husband said he saw one man shrug and put on his mask. Well, praise the Lord for those people who don't shrug and put on the mask. Thank you for your courage and trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Beth.
I mean, I am thankful for people who are willing to stand up.
Amen.
I mean, and not only do that, but, you know, like these Newburgh school board members that have drawn a line in the sand. And that's, frankly, is happening all across the state and, frankly, all across the country. These parents that Biden's attorney general calls domestic terrorists because they stand up and object forcefully in a school board meeting to critical race theory teaching. I'm thankful for them. Thankful for liberty, and that every one of you who listen to the show, I hope and pray, are willing to stand and fight for liberty, because we have to if we're going to preserve it. Back in a moment with more of your phone calls at 6:48. Thank you, Gail. Be blessed, all of you. What are you thankful for? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We will go back to the phones in just a moment. What are you thankful for? If you can't join us live tomorrow, we're going to be live tomorrow on Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? Tell me today. You know, I really do want to know. I want you to speak from the heart, because that's what matters. It really does. Hey, and I didn't mean to say this, but did you know that the Bible mentions the heart 872 times? Yeah, do you know how many times the Bible mentions the mind? 94 times, at least in the King James. What's more important, your heart or the mind? God clearly puts a lot more emphasis on the heart. And I will tell you that if we had people with better hearts, we wouldn't have tyranny reemerging in America, threatening our liberty at every turn, which is that thing, attracts people to America and sets us apart. It's powerful, friends. Liberty is a powerful thing. It binds us together. And as you're going to your Thanksgiving meals, you're going to sit down with family members, try to talk about the political issues from the perspective of liberty. You'll get a lot further in persuading a persuadable. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. You hear me talk about Roof Max, this product that you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing here in the Salem area. It is profoundly powerful in a new product. It is made from soybeans. They spray it on your asphalt shingle roof, and you know what it does? It seals up. It permeates deep into the pores of your asphalt shingle roof. It gives it new life, extends the life of it. And that's done at a fraction of the cost of the expense of a new roof. If that interests you, you probably ought to give them a call. And they'll come out and give you a free estimate. 503-647-4725. 647-4725. Family owned and operated, second generation since 1978 right here in Salem. 647-4725. We'll start with Art, and then we'll go to Jerry. Art, good morning. What are you thankful for, brother? And should Donald Trump go to Waukesha today?
I am going to call in tomorrow, so do you really want to know what I'm thankful for?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, Jeff, I got to say I'm thankful that God provided me with the wonderful woman who on Sunday and married us for 45 years. So, you know, got two wonderful kids, et cetera. So,
that's awesome.
Well, yeah, it definitely is. I am blessed, and that's a fact. But
yeah,
I did want to, Trump, yeah, I mean, he should go ahead and go because Biden didn't say a thing about it. But, of course, we know the news media will make a big deal about it. It's just crazy. There is no doubt about that. But I did want to mention, Jeff, you know, I'm really concerned about the fact that we've got so many candidates now for governor, that we're going to end up with a candidate, maybe like Christine Drazen, because the vote is divided so much. That's just something that struck me right now that could happen, which I believe happened last time, and we ended up, you know, losing the election.
I share your concern, and to be honest with you, Art, I think that's exactly why she's getting in the race.
I do, too.
I really do.
I do, too, and you mentioned it and stuff like that, but I just wanted to mention that fact, that that it should concern us all, because we wouldn't have had Kate Brown if, even though he was not the greatest candidate, we had all gone and voted.
So, well, and Art, bless you, man. That's wonderful that you're so thankful that you've been blessed with such a great spouse in all these years of marriage. I'm thankful for you, Art. Thank you, all of our listeners. Thank you for joining me. I need to move on to Jerry, but thank you, brother, and I appreciate it. But you're right on the money. If Newt Bueller had ran an aggressive campaign, he frankly could have been our governor.
Yeah.
The time was right.
Enjoy
it's just the
Civil
truth.
War, Jeff.
Oops. All right, brother. Be blessed. Got to move on to Jerry. Jerry, good morning, and what do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. Good Ducks.
Go Beavs.
Yes, it should be fun. Yeah. Hey, I'm very thankful that I don't live in China.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Along those lines, when is Phil Knight going to disavow China? When is the U of O going to disavow China? I mean, we've held our nose for a number of years, love all the things that he's done for the university, but it's almost like he's paying penance for what he's doing. These Chinese people are having their organs harvested out of them live.
No.
The most sick, they're worse than the Germans ever thought of being. And we're here in Oregon, we go along with it because we're making money off of it.
Kate Brown
and
rolls
it's
out
time for us to stand up. It's time for Phil Knight to stand up.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And the NBA and any other American company that looks the other way from the horrendous civil rights, human rights violations that China engages in. They're communists, folks. They look the other way because they want the dollar.
You know,
no morality
you know,
in that.
You know, Nike, you know, blast BLM all day long. Well, did Chinese lives matter?
They oughta. Well said. Chinese lives matter. CLM, Chinese lives matter. Well said. Jerry, be blessed. Thank you so much.
God bless you, brother.
Friends,
bye.
I want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is a great company that can make your life better. You know what? It's gotten pretty cold at night, and if your heating system is not keeping up, call them. They can get out there and they can fix it today, so that tomorrow, if you got guests coming over, you don't have to worry about it. Give them a call, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Friends, remember the Black Friday sale at Pro Bioscience begins today. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. Get 30% off. Tomorrow we will have another giveaway because we're live tomorrow. And I hope that you join us live tomorrow. Be blessed, each and every one of you. Keep praying for this great state and this great nation, and keep being willing to stand up and fight for what you believe. See you tomorrow, friends.